I'm Kiko Davis Snoddy. I'm 50 years old. I'm Black.
And I'm David Mayer, 60 years old. I am a white Jewish American.
I'm Karen Hughes. I am 61 years old, and I identify as white from North European descent.
Hi, I'm Ian Conyers, 32 years old, and I identify as a Black male.
My name is Zelinda Smith. I am 46 years old. I'm an African-American woman.
And I am Jeffrey Glazer. I am 60 years old, and I am a white American.
I saw Reparation Generation as an opportunity to be a part of the solution and process of bridging the gap between repeating a negative history or creating a new, more perfect one, one that's full of possibilities and opportunities. And I simply wanted to be a part of creating a new, more improved history for our nation.
We need reconciliation to move forward in this country. And I don't want to place blame on there's no one person to place blame on, but I feel like the last 4 years or so in this country, there's been so much division. Tensions are so heightened. We need to move past that, you know, as a country.
The U.S. Federal Reserve Board, they had a 2016 study which showed the average worth of a typical white family is about $171,000, while the average net worth of a typical Black family is just a measly $17,000. I mean, the difference of that between Black and whites is like 10 times.
And I've watched people, you know, become very successful while African Americans are often left with nothing, less than nothing. So the reconciliation is the emotional portion and the reparations is the financial portion. And they go hand in hand. It's a two-step process or even more.
I think until you can be honest with yourself and with other people to say, this is how I've participated in a system that has held people back or that has discriminated or that has, you know, really harmed people. Until you can acknowledge that and see either your part in the perpetuation of that or your part in the way you've benefited, then things won't ultimately change.
And reparation is generally money, and we've seen it happen in other countries and even within our own country. When we know we've done wrong and we want to retell the truth, we saw that with the Japanese internment.
What's good for Black people has always been good for the whole country.
Reparation Generation, the idea that it would focus as a main focus, just literally moving money, transferring money, you know, while I know it's just one small strand of what overall reparations needs to be, it felt like it was something that I could really relate to and be an authentic voice for and shift money in my life to hopefully make a difference.
But I'm optimistic that organizations such as Reparation Generation, that we can work and actively start a movement, continue a movement that will propel us forward into building bridges that will connect us together in solidarity and, you know, rectify some of the history of that racism. Even though it's horrific and it's long, I'm just optimistic that reparations is part of the solution to how we get to that more perfect union. I can't stress that enough.
In some ways, the idea of Reparation Generation and this idea of reconciliation is we white Americans need to reconcile how we came to get this money, much of it through inheritance and legacy, and some of it ill-gotten by stealing. And instead of passing it on to the next generation, maybe we need to transfer that wealth as reparation to those from whom we've taken that wealth. The idea of healing the world and healing ourselves has to start with acknowledging and seeing the truth. And then through that process of telling the truth, we can then repair. And the idea of reparation to me is really nothing more than, after telling the truth, to offer an opportunity to amend and mend a wound by making a reparation.